Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You are here. You've seen that on the highway map on the wall of rest areas everywhere. And truly, knowing where you are before you head in any direction is critical. For a major economic development effort like Eastern Kentucky SOAR, shaping our Appalachian region, leadership decided to take a look at just exactly where they are. In today's example, with measuring big picture potential for an abundant natural resource, timber.
We did a study for a number of several legislators and a number that were interested in wanting to know what the potential for the forestry sector was, you know, associated with the SOAR effort. So based on that interest, we did the research.
UK Extension Forestry faculty member Jeff Stringer says there are many steps between here and there, but the potential of there is impressive.
About $1.5 billion in additional direct economic contributions in that 54-county SOAR region, and that's roughly about 7,500 jobs.
Those are big numbers, but the region is expansive, and while the journey forward won't be quick or easy, at least the potential has been defined.
It's a pretty big area, and the fact that we could come up and the analysis showed that there was that potential for the forestry sector to increase is not necessarily surprising because it is a large area.
In a minute, a look at some of the next steps. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got a GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with Jeff Stringer with UK's Extension Forestry faculty on their economic projections for the state in doing more with timber resources before they leave the state.
So there would be looking at an increase in our amount of what we call secondary industries that are going to take the lumber from a sawmill and make something out of it, whether it's components for furniture or, you know, a finished product like flooring or whatever it might be. So there's room for us to improve in that. And we've known that for a long time. This study simply puts numbers to that concept.
He feels community business leadership needs to reassess existing facilities and potential for expansion, and their economic research team is ready to help.
And then what has to be done is, if a community or a county or whatever it is interested in thinking and considering this, then we have to do an analysis for that specific location, which can be done.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.